As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
I'm Deontay Burton, and I'm down to dunk.
I'm Hamadou Diallo.
Hey, I'm Danilo Gallinari.
I'm Chris Paul, and I'm down to dunk.
I'm Luke Dort, and I'm down to Dort.
What's Dort?
I'm not gonna lie, I don't know what that was.
In English, bro.
I'm Darius Baisley, and I'm down to dunk.
I'm Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
I'm Steven Adams.
I'm Andre Robertson, and I'm down to dunk.
On you.
Welcome to Down to Dunk. I'm your host, Andrew Schlecht. We're part of the Athletic Podcast Network. With me today is my good friend, Michele Bear. Michele, what is up?
Well, we have news for big news. Like it's 2 weeks that we have like breaking news that we can discuss in the pod. Wow. It seems like NBA is really, really here. And I just read a tweet about two-way contracts, and I'm so happy that like news are coming our way.
Well, we got news today that the Thunder have waived and stretched Carmelo Anthony. Finally, they finally just decided to retroactively do it. They thought it would be best for all those involved if Carmelo Anthony's contract was waived and they could pay him over the course of many, many years. And that is the best way to handle this situation. Actually, no. The Thunder have traded Dennis Schroeder to the Los Angeles Lakers for the 28th pick in this upcoming draft and Danny Green. This trade will be finalized tomorrow at 11 o'clock Central Time. And that's great. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. And we'll talk about this a little bit, but for those who thought they could get more for Schroeder, what would you say to them, Michele?
Well, I'd say go back and listen to yourself discussing a Schroeder deal where you could be very happy for an early second rounder. And read Seth Partnow tweets. I mean, I don't agree particularly with what Seth said, but he is one of the best writers at The Athletic. He was in Milwaukee, a part of the front office of the Bucks, and previously at 9 on Calculus. He's a very, very smart guy. And he said, I'm not sure that Danny Schroeder helps LA more than Danny Green to win a championship. Mm-hmm. Even if you don't agree on that, and I think it's debatable, it means that Danny Green can help a contender, or at least a guy who used to work in a very good front office, thinks that a guy like that can help you win.
Yeah.
So if you have a first round pick and you have a guy like Danny Green who can help a contender, I think you have a very, very good return. The salary match almost exactly, so you don't increase your payroll. And again, probably you can flip Danny Green for another asset, even if it's 2 second rounders. I don't care. There is something to be had there. And teams like the Clippers, the Bucks, the Raptors, probably the Warriors, the Heat, all these teams could really think, well, if we get Danny Green, we improve our chances to get to the finals.
Yeah, I mean, you could flip him to the Warriors right now. And I think he fits in their trade exception, right? And you could just get back a second round pick.
Yeah.
Or a future first. I don't know what they'd be willing to give up. Maybe there are three teams that want him. And it's Golden State, Dallas, and I don't know, Denver. And you just say, hey,
Dallas is a very good, team.
Yeah.
To keep into consideration.
Dallas would be incredible for him. And you would just all say, hey, listen, whoever's willing to go first rounder, I don't care if it's this year. I don't care if it's future first, whatever it is, we'll take it. Like Danny Green, the thing about Danny Green is name one team that couldn't use Danny Green. And I'll name the one, it's the Thunder. But name another team that doesn't need Danny Green.
Yeah. It's probably the only team who cannot trade for him, which is the Lakers. But besides these two teams, you don't have many others. I mean, you can even think about teams like Minnesota, who has James Johnson and pick number 17, or Jared Culver. Like, a deal like that is out there for OKC to make. And so if you sum up the value of Danny Green, again, at the lowest, I think you could get a good second rounder or a very protected first round pick, like the one that OKC sent for Dennis Schroeder or for Jeremy Grant, like a top 20 protected pick that immediately becomes two second rounders. I do think that a deal like that will happen for Danny Green. So I think it's a great deal for OKC. And I really think, as you said before, that Dennis Schroeder can help the Lakers because they needed a ball handler. And probably Dennis is not a top 15 point guard in the league or top 10 point guard in the league, but the Lakers have LeBron James. Mm-hmm. And if Caruso helped them in the playoffs, I'm sure that Dennis will help them in the playoffs. Not because Caruso is a bad player, but because Dennis is a better player than him on almost every aspect of the game.
Without a doubt. Dennis was a good defender this year. And that's one thing that I think was completely underrated, is that people don't realize that he actually defended well for the Oklahoma City Thunder. In fact, like obviously Lou Dort was the guy that was number one, but when Lou Dort was on the bench and they had Schroeder out there, Schroeder was often guarding guys like James Harden. And the Thunder felt good about that. I mean, maybe not good, but they felt okay enough about that. And if you said that a couple years ago, maybe in his last year in Atlanta, you'd be like, you're nuts. Like, that guy's a sieve. But he became a very, very good defender while also shooting the ball well and obviously being one of the quickest guys on the court and can lead the fast break. And I mean, he's a really, really nice player. He's going to – I mean, is he the third best player on the Lakers now?
Probably.
Yeah.
I think that is a fair assumption to make. And he will have so much better partners in terms of pick and roll actions than what he had. You know, because if you have Anthony Davis that screens for you and dives, I mean, it makes a total – It changed the dynamic of that pick and roll action. And I do think that LeBron has a way to extract the maximum value from the players he play with.
Oh, yeah.
And Dennis is, especially if he plays with competitors. And Dennis is a competitor. Mm-hmm. And so I think that in that environment, he can really thrive. And he's in a contract year. So the Lakers want to win a championship. That is the minimum goal that they have for next season.
Yep.
And getting a player in contract year with the possibility to retain him due to the fact that they have the bird rights, it's extremely important. Mm-hmm. And so I do think that for the Lakers, this is a great deal. And OKC got enough. Again, they like a top 15 draft pick in the coming draft would have been better. Yes. But I don't think that is the value of Schroeder as of today.
Yeah, I wonder if you could agree to a deal in principle for Danny Green to the Mavericks, and you get back Justin Jackson, DeLon Wright, and then you swap picks with them. 18 for 25.
Yeah, you can. You can even swap the 28.
Yeah, he swapped 28. I just don't know where I don't know enough about how they value DeLon Wright.
Yeah.
Say, But Danny
I don't think their value is too high, though.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. I don't think so. Because then, like, you still have Seth Curry. You still have Maxi Kleba. Still have Tim Hardaway Jr. on an expiring contract. I mean, something like that. And then you still have a first rounder. It's not like they just give it away. Jalen Brunson, somebody that they really like, who's younger than the oldest man in the league, DeLon Wright. It's like somehow aged 5 years in 2 years. Just kind of a strange player. But, yeah. I mean, there's something like that where, I mean, I don't know, like Justin Jackson, is there anything in there? Is there anything in there? I don't know. We can see. Send him here. He'll play.
Yeah.
Right?
Justin Jackson, he'll shoot. He'll have a lot of shots.
Yeah, he'll shoot it. So, I mean, something like that. I don't know if that's possible. They may have to go into the season with him, and that's where I would be a little bit. I would guess that if they go into the season with Danny Green, maybe they only get a second rounder for him. But here at the draft and before the season, everybody's like, all right, let's gear up. We're trying to make the playoffs, trying to make a run. I mean, Danny Green, back-to-back champ, he could help. He could be helpful in a lot of ways to your team. And so, I mean, every team in the West could use him, essentially. Mm-hmm. And then you look at the Eastern Conference. I mean, the Sixers could use him. The Pacers could use him. The Celtics could use him. The Raptors would probably like him back. The Nets. Ooh.
Yeah. I mean, in the end, it's not just about the value of the player. You have to take into consideration what is the goal of the team and what is the timeline of the team. If the Reese an Eastern Conference team that feel like having Danny Green makes a difference between a first round exit or a chance to compete for the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yep.
I think even if you overpay a little bit, you can convince yourself, especially if you have just to swap the pick. You know, because he has like 25. And if you get like 19 for 25, I still think that is a good deal. I mean, even a team like Boston, there's no salary matching there. So it's just to make an example. I mean, would you swap 14 for 25 if you really think that an extra wing defender is what you need?
Yeah.
I mean, yes, it's a steep price, but in the end, probably unless you really like a player around there, or there's not so much difference from like 18 to 25 or 17 to 25.
Yeah. Oh, I found a great deal for Danny Green where you essentially get two first rounders for Dennis Schroeder. Danny Green to the Nets for Torian Prince and their first rounder from Philadelphia, which is 19. You don't even have to give your 25 up. So you have 28, 25, 19.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Yeah.
Because you think about Torian Prince as a salary dump.
He's got another year left. He's not good.
Yeah.
He's not helping them. They don't.
Yeah, but again,
they would love to dump. I mean, that's been a rumored thing, is that they would like to dump Torian Prince with their first round pick. And you get Green back. That's the exact kind of guy they need on that Nets team. One, he's got a good head on his shoulders. Two, he's not going to take any possessions from anybody because they don't have a lot of possessions to give.
Yeah.
To me, that's a perfect deal.
Yeah, I need to think about like a starting five of Kyrie Irving, Danny Green, Caris LeVert, Kevin Durant, and whoever, Jared Allen or DeAndre Jordan. This is a great, great starting unit that can easily be considered as one of the top four team in the East. Probably also with Torian Prince, but Danny Green has championship pedigree. And it's also like your mascot, your lucky, I don't know how you say it in English, but it brings championship experience to a team that has none. except Kevin Durant, who won a title in a very particular moment and team. So I do think that a deal like that, even if you have to swap 28, like just to endure the deal, like just take, give us 19 and Torian Prince and we'll give you Danny Green and 28, which is basically Danny Schroeder for 19, which is, wow, it's a good deal. It's a very good deal.
I think they would give, I think they would just straight up give you 19 if you take on Torian Prince's extra year. I think they would. I think they'd do that, which I think it would be totally worth it.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's, again, I'm setting, yeah, I'm setting the bar low. I want to set the bar low just to not to give too many expectations.
Sure.
Even if you think about 19, just 19, and you have to give back 28 and blah, 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 it's still a very good deal because Torian Prince is not good. Yeah. But he's a player that has still some room for development. Mm-hmm. And in a team that can give him possessions, structure, and no pressure, maybe he finds himself in a better spot and he improves. And maybe he's part of somehow the future of OKC.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, that's possible. I'm a little baffled at the amount of tweets that I've gotten today that say that the Thunder didn't get enough for Dennis Schroeder. I mean, guys, I just don't know what you expect. I mean, what more could they have possibly gotten in a deal for Dennis Schroeder? I mean, what? I mean, I'm wanting to know, people are saying that, but like, give me something tangible. Give me something that is actually possible for him. And I know that when you say it's the 28th pick in the draft, it's not, I get it. It doesn't inspire you. And it's not. I mean, the truth is, it is unlikely that the 28th pick in the draft is going to have an impact on the NBA. That's just year after year, it's proven to be not a great spot to be picking. I get it. But it's just another bite at the apple. The Thunder are going to be taking hard swings over and over and over again throughout the next several years, and definitely in this draft. They're not going to come out and say, well, we're going to take Cassius Winston because we really like what he can be as a point guard. They're going to be swinging for the fences. If they take Jaden McDaniels, which is really, this is just, it could just be a Perry Jones redux here, and maybe this time this Perry Jones wakes up and is like, oh, I can be in the NBA world. Cool, great. I mean, maybe you find him, right? Like, maybe you find your guy here. But that's what's going to be happening, right? Like, Jamias Ramsey, like, he's freshman out of Texas Tech, higher ceiling kind of guy. Jaden McDaniels, higher ceiling kind of guy. Isaiah Stewart, not a super high ceiling, but a super young guy that could develop along with your other guys. I mean, it's going to be somebody like that they're going to take. Theo Maledon, if Theo Maledon drops to 28 and the Thunder are still picking at 28, like, look for him to be a guy that they would take.
Oh, I do think that Theo Maledon is misplaced right now. I spoke with a good friend of mine, Lorenzo Neri, who is a scout for a lot of European and Italian teams. He's saying to me, I mean, yes, there is difference in his opinion between Hayes and Theo Maledon, but not like not 15 spots in the draft, not 20 spots in the draft.
Yeah.
So I do think that someone will bite on Theo a little bit earlier than expected. If you have pick 19, probably that is one of the last places where you can draft him.
You think he's going
and I
that
do
high?
Think that. Yeah.
Yeah. I think he's great. I'm.
I think he's good.
I've been baffled as to where he's been placed in different mock drafts. Because,
but again, look at the competition. Like,
EuroLeague
and EuroCup is not like the NBA and the G League because it's not that steep, but it's different. Mm-hmm. Like, the teams that you play are so much better.
Yeah,
compared to EuroCup. So
yeah, I mean, I'd be targeting him as a player for sure. Especially for the Thunder. You get this young guy who can develop alongside your other players. He can play with Shea because he can shoot at some. I mean, that's to me, that's a great That would be a great pick. We talked a lot about Pokuševski. I don't know where the heck he's going to go in this draft. I really have no idea because he is a long-term project. Is somebody going to bite at the end of the lottery on him? Is somebody going to get him at 16 or 18? Or where is he going? Is he going to drop to 25? I don't know. There's just such a huge range with a lot of these guys. Even like Malachi Flynn, who I think is probably too old to be drafted by the Thunder. But I think that guy's going to make it. I think he's going to make it in the league. I think he's going to play. Like that's
at worst, he's a guy like Seth Curry. Steph, but Seth.
Yeah.
And those guys have a role. I mean, he's a guy that has the same kind of shooting skill set as a guy like Duncan Robinson. He's shorter, so it's not the same kind of player, but he can do those stuff. He can elevate in 1 second and hit a tree from I don't know, 35 feet. Mm-hmm. Is that good of a shooter development? I don't know how much better he can be, like how many things he can include in his portfolio of things that he can do. But just for the shooting and the passing, like guys like that usually make it in the league.
Yeah.
There are examples of guys that didn't make it, like Jimmer Fredette, who is a great example, but Jimmer didn't have to pass. And so I think that if you can pass and shoot, you will have a place in the NBA. Maybe not as a top six, top seven rotation guy, but I do think that, I mean, if you can score and if you can pass and you are not like terrible, flat out terrible, on defense, then you have a place in the league. Even guys like Nico Mannion, who every report that I read is he's doing bad in interviews. He had a horrible year at Arizona and blah, blah, blah. I mean, guys like that, I don't know. He was a top five recruit.
Yeah.
He played very well in every international tournament he played. And so, I don't know. Even guys like that, if you have to take a swing, why not? Maybe 28 is a little bit earlier for that.
Yeah,
it feels good. But if somehow you can get a second round pick,
yeah,
you can get a guy like that. And with the new rule for the two ways, which I try to read now, they will be paid like roughly $500,000, and they can play up to 50 games, not 45 days, which was very confusing. Like 50 game is actually more clear. I do think that there will be more options for players that don't want to be drafted in the second round, just to go directly to a two-way if they can choose the destination. And OKC has a very good track of developing players. So maybe you can get a guy like Nico Mannion or whoever in that range to sign a two-way for you.
Yeah, even Bomero, just take him and let him develop overseas for a year or two and then bring him over.
Yeah.
And not a bad option. Not a bad option at all, actually, because he's still pretty young. I think he's 20 years old.
Yeah.
So yeah. And let him, and honestly, like some of those, like Pokuševski, if they end up getting him, bring him over now. Like get him here now, because I don't trust where he's developing now. I don't trust it at all.
No.
But Mara, cool. Like you're playing in with good competition. You're playing with good players at FC Barcelona. Go ahead, develop. I'd almost rather him be there than in the G League or even losing over here in Oklahoma City for 2 years. Like let him be in a good environment and a good incubator for a couple of years and then bring him over.
Yeah.
I would not mind that at all. So it's exciting. There's going to be a lot more coming our way, Michele, this week. I feel like there's a lot of work to be done on the Oklahoma City Thunder side. I think they're going to be getting a lot of phone calls on several players. They've got the draft coming up, just hired a new coach. I mean, like, it's going to be nonstop. So we're not going to do a super long pod right now. Make sure that you tune into the OKC Dream Team as well. We're going to be having podcasts probably later today, and then we'll be doing stuff around the draft. And then make sure that you join us on Wednesday night. We're going to have a draft party similar to this. It's going to be a bunch of us in the chat. We're going to be doing a live podcast. We're going to be answering questions that are in the chat. We would really appreciate that. Hope you guys are doing well. Stay tuned, because I think this will be first of many, many podcasts this week. So hope you guys enjoyed it. Thanks for listening. Make sure you follow Michele on Twitter at Mikey Barra. You can follow me at Andrew K. Schlecht. We'll have a lot more analysis coming your way this week. Make sure you go to theathletic.com/downtodunk and you can get The Athletic for $1 a week. It's robbery. Should do it. Please.
Oh, it is.
It's going to be a great week for the Athletic. We got some big time stuff dropping tomorrow. So tune in for that. Hope you guys have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you guys again. Maybe in 5 minutes. I don't know. Could be any time.